Thank you.
Indigo Girls are live this afternoon from the KGSR Music Lounge, and you just heard a couple of songs from the album Become You, which comes out on March 12th. You're in the midst of a tour that's a little unusual because Indigo Girls could go out with a new album and play bigger venues, but you've chosen to play some very intimate places. Did you talk about this beforehand and think this is how you wanted to set the record off?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're doing a lot of shows in conjunction with radio stations like y'all who supported us. So there was that. I mean, there is a marketing angle to it, I have to be honest. And then beyond that, we wanted to throw a party for our fans who came to the show. And so what we're doing is we play the record, the new record, which hasn't come out yet. So everybody gets to hear it beforehand. And then we just play a short set. And we play a lot of new songs. It's about half and half. Half new songs, half old songs. And so it's just kind of a way to introduce everybody to the record and have like a small intimate party where we can all see each other up close and feel the vibes. So we set it up purposely like that.
As a big Indigos fan, I am excited. I haven't heard the whole record. Of course, we've been playing the single, but the new song you just played, what was the name of that?
It's called Our Deliverance. We were going to call it Deliverance, but we kept hearing da-na-na-na-na, you know.
It just sets off so many images for me.
I know, that's the problem.
But these songs sound great, and you guys sound revitalized. I know you've kind of been on, even maybe just serendipitous, this like schedule. Shaming of the Sun was 97, and then a couple years later was Come On Now Social, and now a couple more years later Become You. Do you get a chance to kind of get off the album touring roller coaster and rejuice and...
Yeah, I mean, we do, definitely. We take quite a lot of time to write. I mean, we tour for probably a year to a year and a half after the project comes out, but it gives us maybe 3 months of... Is that about right?
Yeah, 3 months.
That doesn't sound like enough time.
Well, it's not a hard life for us, though. I mean, right now this is kind of grueling, but our normal schedule is like 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And most people go 6 months straight. You know, we just don't do that kind of stuff. We never have. We're sort of the laid-back Southern types, you know.
Where were you yesterday?
We were coming from Anaheim.
Yeah. So I was here yesterday afternoon.
We had a day off, but it was a big travel day, too.
Got up about 6, took a plane.
After, I'm just wondering, because it is, you know, you have to come, you do the radio thing, you get a little break, you have to go do sound check, then there's the gig. It is grueling for a while. The album Become You, I'm thinking number 8, something somewhere in that range, album number 8.
We lost track, I think.
Anybody know out there how many?
Yeah, 8.
Thank you.
Somebody knows.
Indigos have some rabid fans, and great fans, and a great relationship. Yeah. And always a great relationship with their fans. As one of them, I feel that, and it's a cool thing. When you were going into this record, did you have sort of a... you know, concept of where you wanted to take it, how you wanted it to be different or the same than previous records, or does it just happen and unfold?
This one we knew, we pretty much had a plan that it was going to be rootsy and very acoustic and sort of more back to the basics. I think the question was, would we have a band on the whole record or would we just do like some songs with them and some songs just alone? But once we got hanging out with our band, it was obvious to us that it could be like a cohesive sort of experience, just do the whole record, a lot of it live, learn everything with the band, and then just go in and make the record in a short amount of time rather than stretching it out. And it actually worked really well for us with this specific group of people. It was, you know, for us, really magical just to kind of lay the whole thing down. And we had Brady Blade come in and play drums, and, you know, he's Emmy Lou and Steve Harris, Steve Earle's kind of drummer, so... he was perfect. And then our bass player, Claire Kinney, and our keyboard player, Carol Isaacs, that we kind of met when Sinead was touring on Lilith, and we met her band. So we've sort of known these guys for a while as other musical inspirations, and it really worked to bring them in for us.
So then my guess is after this intimate party tour that we're on, there's probably going to be a band tour afterwards?
Yeah, we're planning some things. We're planning also to go back to Europe. We just did a short run in the UK and opened for K's Choice in Paris, which was a blast. So we're going to go back to the UK and maybe parts of Western Europe and just rebuild there again. It had been 7 years since we've been there. We miss playing there. But then we'll come back and we might do a few colleges, just me and Amy. But then we're planning a summer tour with the full band, which will be a blast. And, you know, we usually play like the backyard for stuff like that. So nothing's set yet, but It's going to be fun. We like to mix it up.
And on occasion, we get a little rain in the backyard, perhaps.
We don't mind. We feel bad for y'all, but we don't mind.
I don't think anybody minded. I was at one of those shows where it rained really hard. It just kind of bonds us all out there.
It's a Texas thing.
It's a good thing. Well, it's always great to have you here, sincerely. And looking forward to March 12th when we can hear the whole album, which is called Become You. Indigo Girls, our guests today from the KGSR Music Lounge.